Welcome to Just Saying. Today's show is He Who April Fooled Me, so stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
You're tuning in to Just Saying, where it's real friends, real talk, and real raw. I'm your host, Diane Valentine. Please welcome my co-hosts, April Daniels and Jennifer Williams.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies. Hi. What's up? What's up? It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's Friday. It's happy hour somewhere.
Yes.
And April Fool's Day.
Yeah, y'all ain't gonna fool me with drinking that water. That's what's going on, okay?
My throat, I can't get it back.
Oh, God.
Well, shout out to everybody
that's drinking, okay? Because it is Friday and it's April Fool's, and they're trying to fool me by not drinking, but it's okay. I'm still gonna drink. And a special shout out to our sponsor, Mix Moscato. Hey, Mona, thank you. These two don't wanna drink, but I'm gonna drink. It's okay. It's okay. I got it.
You can still tell. You can still tell.
When we don't have nothing.
Mm. Oh, no, that's bad luck to toast with water. No, thank you.
Well, it has been a busy week.
Yes,
oh, my
it has.
God, it's a lot going on in the world.
Has. It definitely has. And we'll just start off really quickly with Cat Williams.
Oh, God. He's the joke of the day, okay?
He's just a fixture on everyone's television this month and last month, and hopefully not next month. But he was finally arrested. I believe he turned himself in, him and the young man, Luke Walsh. They both had to turn themselves in for disorderly conduct due to the fight that they had last week. Go figure. You know, I don't know what to say about Kat. I just, you know, I hope that, you know, he gets better. You know, but we did find out a little bit of tidbit information about him that apparently he likes to be smothered in whipped cream and sometimes chocolate and a cherry because when they went to get him, he was... I guess he was sticky from all his foolishness. And then,
but how do you get that? What do you take a shower to get that off?
No, they lick it off of him right before sex. That allegedly, like I would know this, but that's what the blogs were saying. So, you know, he lives an interesting life, I must say.
That he does.
I must say. So we're not going to spend too much time on him. We're going to go right on into Michaela Ulmer, the 11-year-old girl out of Austin, Texas, who now has a 4-state deal with Whole Foods.
Oh, yes.
She
got stung by a bee or something.
And it made her a little curious to see, you know, what exactly, you know, the life of a bee and all that it entailed. And she wanted to, you know, do something to help, you know, the bee community. And so she decided to do this lemonade, and she sweetens it with honey instead of sugar. Uh-huh. And she is now in over 60 Whole Foods stores.
Wow.
Yes.
How amazing.
Became public with it when she was on Shark Tank. And they invested $62,000 into her, you know, her already established lemonade business. So kudos to her.
Yes. What a great story. Yes. And only 11 years
old.
11
years old.
Amazing.
Yes. She's a boss.
She were wondering, already. Black girls rock.
Yes.
All
yes.
day, every day. Okay.
And, of course, Donald Trump. I don't know. Him and Kat are running neck and neck.
You know.
I'm just going to drink.
Donald. Yeah.
Well, apparently his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, he got arrested for a simple battery because
he did get arrested.
Yes, for grabbing the reporter, Michelle Phillips. Mm-hmm. Initially, they were saying that she was lying and it was, but then she posted a picture of her bruised arm. Footage became available where they could see, you know, it was something being done. And of course, you know, Donald Trump is like, well, she had a pen in her hand. How did I know it wasn't a knife? And I'm like, you know, you're reaching. You're really preaching.
You know, I just feel his whole campaign is like a reality show.
Oh, my God.
That's like, just so true.
I'm
it
like,
is
Andy,
a lot like reality
Andy,
TV.
Andy, are you producing this? Like, it's just so
let me tell you,
crazy
I
to
was
me.
Watching him on Cooper.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. And he never answered all 32 questions. He just was, you know, skipping. And I'm like, you're not answering it. Anderson Cooper was really on him. Like, yeah, but you're, you know, I need you to answer this question. And his whole campaign has been nothing but skipping over what's being asked. Yep. Like, you just all over the place.
Did you guys see a meme where he said back in, I think it was like 1988 or sometime in the 80s, that he said if he ever ran for president, he would be a Republican because they're like dumb and they believe everything.
Actually, I posted that. Now, there's a discrepancy that some people are saying that that was not a true article that was printed. So, I don't know. But the crazy thing is, seeing it, not 1 second did we think it was fake. We thought it was fake. Right. We were like, yeah, he said it.
That's Bible.
Right. So that was really crazy. But, you know, I don't know. It's really a scary time for America.
It is scary. It is. But it ain't scarier than the water. No. We got a water problem in America.
It definitely isn't, which leads me to inviting our viewers to join us for our 40 Days Better Challenge. Our dear friend Treva Williams has shared on her social media that she's fighting uterine cancer. Mm. And, you know, we really wanted to find a way to, you know, embrace her journey and really give her the support that we feel that any woman would need during a time like this. So her closest friends and we are extending it to the public have decided to join her in a healthier lifestyle. What I mean by that is no alcohol, no dairy, and no meat. And there are studies that show that these things contribute greatly to us, you know, getting cancer. And so, you know, we really want to try to be intelligent about our choices so that we can, you know, really have a better chance in living life to its fullest. So we encourage all of you. We are starting on Monday, the 4th. And we, well, Diane and I have already started. We're waiting for Jen to start with us on the 4th. She said the 4th, right, Jen?
Well,
the 4th.
Okay. I'm doing.
The 4th.
Just say yes, the 4th.
Yes.
The 4th.
I'm walking for cancer tomorrow with the American Cancer Society.
Awesome.
So.
Well, you didn't tell us. We would have walked with you.
Oh, well, you still can at USC.
Well, okay, we'll talk about that. But yes, you know, we want to support. This support, we know Jen lost her mother to cancer. You know, it's a lot of people close to us, near and dear, you know. And we just really want to make a united presence in regards to it. If you're up for the challenge, tag us in a picture. Use the hashtag #RockOutWithTreva, T-R-E-I-V-A. And, you know, let's just show her support, show her our support. And also, if you can't try and commit in that capacity, you're more than welcome to donate financially because she's taking a more natural approach to trying to, you know, fight this cancer. And so, of course, insurance doesn't cover it, but you can go to her page. Well, actually, go to one of our pages and you'll see it there because I don't know her handle off the top. But make sure you support some kind of way, either through standing with us in this 40 Days Better Challenge or just simply donating. No matter how small, how large, just do something.
And we love you, Treva. Yeah. Hoping you get cured from this horrible, horrible disease.
Absolutely.
Really,
yes.
Really praying for you.
For sure. Love you, T.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, let's jump into our show because today's topic comes from one of our very loyal subscribers. We always ask you guys for feedback, but Nellie Bell gave it to us. I asked last week, what kind of topics would you like for us to talk about? And she said, I would love to see a segment on men undercover that would blow the roof off. So, Nellie Bell, this one is for you.
Yes.
So, ladies, let's get into talking about missing the signs. All right. So according to a New York Times article today, while there are black men who are openly gay, it seems that the majority of those having sex with men still lead secret lives. Products of a black culture that deems masculinity and fatherhood as a black man's primary responsibility and homosexuality as simply a white man's perversion. So we got so many brothers that are considered on the down low. And where does it come from? And are we actually perpetuating their behavior? Things that make you go, and not allowing them to simply be who they are. So I'd like to know, have either of you ever dated a man who you suspected may have been gay?
Yes. Lord, I was a mess before I passed.
Listen, I got a crazy story.
Let's hear it.
So, a friend of mine introduced me to this guy, and he was, you know, it was honestly a whirlwind. Within 2 weeks of meeting him, he took me and three of my friends to London and Paris for New Year's. He must have had spent like literally $100,000 that weekend on our trip. Shopping sprees, this, that, whatever. But it was always weird. Like, he would always be traveling, and he was in the, I guess, the IT business. And so, so then he just disappeared, right? Like, bought me all the... Matter of fact, he bought me this Dolce & Gabbana jacket that I'm wearing, right? I never had sex with him, like, nothing, right? So I was just like, all right, well, you know, whatever. So then, like, a few years later, I run into him. I was in town in New York. Matter of fact, it was Valentine's Day, and he was there, and he was at a table with a white couple and another man. And so... He comes over to me, and I'm like, wow, like, I don't even know what to say. You just, like, disappeared. I knew he had lost his father, and he had went through some things or whatever. So anyway, the guy goes, I know.
Let's
the guy,
get to the story.
Anyway, I find out that he married a man. Bottom line.
That's where he disappeared to go?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I was like, okay, this is weird. Very weird.
Yeah. How about you, April?
Well, mine is weird, but it's not that weird. But yeah, I was, you know, we weren't really dating. We were kind of easing to that place. But he would give me all these lavish gifts, but he was more excited about them than me. And it was like lingerie, La Perla, a handbag, shoes, just very feminine things that he was just so gushy over. And I was like...
Because he probably wanted to wear them, right?
Yes! I was like, it was just, it was a different gushy. It wasn't like, yeah, baby, I can't wait to... It was like, ooh, I wish I could get in it.
Right?
And so, you know, it didn't really go anywhere because it was really obvious, the signs. Just the way he would hold the glass, the way he would eat his food, it was just so obvious. And I was like, you know what, even if it's not, it's too many signs for me to even try and pursue.
Okay, so do you guys believe, we all know the saying that love is blind, mm-hmm. right? So do you
think... No, I don't believe that.
Okay. do you think that sometimes women just ignore the signs because we either want a mate or perhaps we like him?
I think, first of all, I don't think love is that blind. I think that's a crutch that some like
to use. That's some bullshit-ass excuse.
Yeah, I don't. I think that, you know, in today's society, there are a lot of women that are comfortable being the beard. Mm-hmm. So what? Mm-hmm. He buys me this. He does this. I ain't got to worry. Oh, wait. He don't want nothing from me. And I can go have sex with.
Or sometimes they're just lonely and want a companion. Yeah.
True. So it's definitely a lot of different situations in regards to that. I mm-hmm. definitely think that if the average woman in her right mind sees the signs, she's not going to ignore them. But then you have that woman that's like, well, I can deal with those signs because this is so much greater. Mm. I don't have to, you
interesting.
Know. Yeah, I'm really.
Interesting. But what about the fact that, you know, men cheat, right? And we've all been in a relationship that where our partner wasn't faithful at one point in our lives. So if men cheat with women, you know, it's upsetting. How do women deal with a man cheating with a man?
I don't know. Now, that's some other shit that I have not experienced. But, you know, I just, first of all, it's unhealthy. Like, you going and sticking your dick in a dude and then you going to try and come fuck me? No. Like, that, you carry in all kinds of germs, diseases. That's, it's just unhealthy.
Wait, I'm sorry. Jennifer, that doesn't mean they have germs and diseases. They can have protected gay sex.
Listen.
Look, but what is the difference in having sex mm-hmm. with a man
who got a dirty dingling?
A dirty dick versus having sex with a woman who got a dirty vagina? That don't make no sense.
No, I'm just saying. We all know that gay sex.
You're at risk for more things happening.
Why?
Well, I guess it's the theory of
that is such a stereotype. That's like saying black people eat watermelon.
And you're right. But unfortunately, a lot of people who aren't educated in this area thinks HIV and AIDS is a gay man's disease.
Right.
That's where it comes from. You know, but it isn't. Like you said,
the statistics, yes.
Give me some statistics.
Well, I can pull out my phone.
Give it to me.
I can pull out my phone. But yes, like those people are more prone to have STDs. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sorry.
That is her truth, and she's sticking with it.
Sticking with it.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think if we had a gay man here, he probably would feel like we need to educate ourselves.
That's what I think. Because I think we sound real uneducated.
Yeah. I've had that conversation with a gay man who was highly offended because America wants to believe that AIDS is a gay man's disease, or they want to believe that, you know, oh, we're just dirty and we're the ones passing it. And, yeah, so...
Right.
Yeah. We tried to find one to join us today, but we couldn't because we really wanted to have the view of a gay male on our panel so that we could, you know, really have an intellectual conversation about this beyond our opinions.
So if black men had the freedom to be openly gay, because it's such a huge thing in the black community, you know, for a black man to be gay, openly gay. So if we were to give black men permission to be themselves, do you think we would have less down low men?
I think they do have permission to be themselves. I just think that people don't want to live in their truth because they're being judged. But it's so much more open now. It's not taboo like it used to be. People, there's so many gay people, and it's fine. Like, you know, even in politics, it's like we accept gay marriages. Back in the day, that never happened. So I just think it's something internally that people just, I think when you're ready, then you're going to come out the closet.
But, you know, I think it's still such a huge stigma in the black family.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I really think it's hard for a black man to come out as a black gay man. I really do. I think, I see what you're saying, and I agree to some degree that, you know, it's a self thing with not being comfortable, but they're not comfortable because their race or their community won't allow them to be who they really are. You know, it's a lot of judgment. It's a lot of scrutiny when gay men, especially of color, want to come out unless you're like in a highly populated area where it's okay. And so a lot of them will be down low. And I really believe the down low issue is more, you know, relevant in our community than any other one because, you know, Caucasian gay men, they can be gay and everybody thinks they're fabulous, you know, but
gay mafia definitely runs Hollywood.
But I think it's just different for, you know, black America.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's move on before we stick our feet in our mouths anymore. In honor of April Fool's Day, we're going to play a new game called April Fool Me.
I'm April. So I am going to ask my so-called friends that I'm sitting next to questions. So two are lies, one is the truth. If you really know me, like I think you should know.
Yes.
You got to answer correctly, okay? I once had sex with Sean in the parking lot after a concert, in our car outside of his parents' house, in a rental car next to the studio.
I know that one because I remember that story.
I haven't heard that story.
Give me the three again.
In a parking lot after a concert.
Yep.
In our car outside of his parents' house.
Yeah.
Or in a rental car next to the studio.
In the car.
Outside all his in parents' the car. House.
Huh?
They were all in the car, no?
One was in a parking lot after a concert.
Right? I'm sorry.
In a car outside his parents' house?
Yes.
Or in a rental car next to the studio?
The rental car next to the studio.
And what do you think?
Yeah, I would say the rental car because you TD Jakes, I don't think you would do it outside of the parents' house.
And I done did it in the parents' house, have you know?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yes, Diane. Okay. Yes, Jeff. Y'all was right. Okay. I once dated a guy who robbed a bank, who went to jail for credit card fraud, or who was on probation for robbery.
All of the above.
No!
You have some breaks.
Credit card fraud.
What was credit card fraud?
Credit card fraud, probation for robbery, or robbed a bank. Went to
credit card fraud.
Okay, y'all right.
Y'all know me.
Okay, now this is a tough one. In high school, I was voted most popular, the prettiest, or the best dressed.
Knowing what I know about April and that booty she got, I'm going to say most popular.
I'm going to say best dressed.
Jen's right. Jen winning. All right. My most embarrassing moment with Sean was when I passed gas during doggy style sex.
Ooh.
When I came out the restroom with my skirt tucked in my panties at a restaurant. When I peed in the bed because I drunk, I was using the toilet.
I'm going to say peed in the bed.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to say she passed gas. She nasty.
During doggy style sex, peed in the bed. Remember the show we did?
I remember.
I was using the bathroom. And I was, Sean was like, excuse me. My whole leg is wet over here, and I know it's not for what I would like it to be from.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Okay. All right.
I guess you had a wet dream before.
Shut up! All right. The most unforgettable moment I ever had in the club was when I danced so hard, the crotch of my pants had a sweat spot. When I was talking to a guy who was crushing on me and he said I spit on his lip and he walked away. When a girl kept trying to push up on me to dance with her because she was a lesbian.
Wait, say the question again.
Okay. Yeah. The most unforgettable moment I had at a club.
Oh, at a club. Okay. A girl was trying to dance with you. You had a wet spot in your crotch. And what was the other one?
And I spit on a guy's lip who was crushing on me while he was talking. While I was talking.
Mm. You spit on a dude. No, you didn't. It was the girl.
Yeah, I was going to say it was the girl.
It was the girl? I spit on his lip. I was like, oh my God. He was like, oh, you just spit on my lip. I was like, oh.
All right, let's move on. Clearly, I don't know my friend, okay?
Right? Jennifer, she the one that know me the
clearly,
least amount of time.
Clearly, I don't know my friend. All right, let's move on.
I'm a good judgment of character.
Let's talk a little bit about down low or low down dirty shame. So, according to a recent article in the Washington Post, gay comedian and activist Samson McCormick said the Church of God in Christ, the largest Pentecostal denomination in the U.S., and a predominantly African-American church, is full of men who have sex with men. Now, he said, if you ever need a boyfriend, all you need to do is go to a Kojic convention and, you know, you will leave with two or three men and have the best sex that you have ever had. Now,
wow.
Chinyere Osuji, who's an assistant professor of sociology at Rutgers University, agreed. He says, when white married men have sex with other men, society is quick to offer explanations of their individual behaviors. But when black men do the same thing, it's seen as a social problem plaguing the entire black community. So what does it mean to be down low? What does that even mean?
To me, it's to live a gay life secretly.
Right.
That's just how I define it.
But why is down low associated only with the black community?
Because the black community is the ones that practice it the most. Like,
really?
To me,
the
it
most?
Is. I mean, yeah. I think out of all the races,
yes.
They're the ones that keep it hidden.
What about all the Catholic priests molesting little boys for years and years and years?
That's not on the DL.
That's on the DL.
That's a sickness that needs to be cured. That's a whole deeper
issue. And it's covered up all the way up to the Vatican.
Yes, true. I mean, but
right.
I don't see that as being DL. I think to
you
me.
You don't see that as DL?
No, I think that's a disgusting
sick. That's a sick fuck.
Yeah. I think that's something deeper than just.
Nah, little boys? Come on. That's some other shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't compare those two now.
So are you saying that down low is just a black problem?
Well,
I don't think it's a black problem.
I think black people coin that term.
the down low. Right.
Right. Is it just a black problem?
I don't think it's just a black problem, but I think in our community, it is one of the bigger problems for us than other races. I don't think that it's a lot of pressure on other races to be straight or to be gay. they just kind of let you be who you are, and you know, it is what it is. Not all the time, right. But it's very much so easier for a white man, for a Latino man, for, you know, an Asian man. It's easier, well, maybe not because right. of their religion, but,
right.
you know, what I'm trying to say is that most of the time, it's a man who's been living straight, whether he's married, whether he has kids, whether he has a girlfriend, but secretly he's been dating a man.
Okay.
I think it
That's
depends.
What it is to me.
I think it depends on what industry you're into. You know, like corporate America, they want you to get married by a certain age. And, you know, there's like steps you have to take to reach mm-hmm. the top. So I don't know. I feel like if you're a white man in corporate America and you're trying to be a president or a CEO.
It might be hard.
Yeah. Is it okay for you to be gay? I don't know how accepting they are of a Fortune 500 company
it's true.
Having a gay CEO.
Right. So maybe we just coined it, like you said, we just coined the term, but it exists everywhere.
Yeah.
But presumably so. So, and we know, now we talked a little bit about cheating, you know, a man cheating on his wife. Now, cheating is one thing, but what about the man who engages in a sexual relationship with another man, knowing that he knows the wife, he knows the kids, he knows the whole family?
That's just some whack shit. That's just like being a mistress. I mean, when you know, that's wrong. I don't think there's any way to justify that.
But what my question, okay, let me rephrase the question, because what makes men engage in that on the down low, right, versus coming out and just being and being, you know, and saying that they're gay? And I don't mean what makes them do that, but, you know, why is that?
Because I think pressure, whether it's from his mother and father who have this image of what they think their son should be, or whether this wife that thinks, you know, the world of her husband and he's the opposite of everything she's, you know, leading everyone up to believe,
right.
you know,
right.
I think it's those type of things. I don't think, you know, I'm not a gay man, obviously, but
right.
to speculate, I would think that most of the time people don't come out because, one, they're not comfortable to, but two, because everyone else has this idea of what they should be.
Right.
And for him to come out and be something other than that,
right.
it's kind of like you let a lot of people you care about down.
Right.
I'm not talking about people that don't
right.
have any meaning to you, but, you know, your immediate family or the ones who,
right.
you know, have been rooting for you and wanting to see your success,
right.
you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not who you think I am.
So again, is it us? Is it us? Is it the black family, the black women, the black community? Are we the ones forcing men to live this down low lifestyle?
I don't think so, because honestly, I know so many black gay men mm-hmm. that are gay now, clearly weren't gay at one point because they have kids. So
yeah, I don't understand that.
Wait a minute.
No.
Say that again.
No,
yes.
I understand what you're saying.
You're saying they're open now?
Yeah.
They're openly
gay
after
oh,
having
okay.
a family and kids. And
yeah, mm-hmm. but have kids. Like, one of my castmates, Karamo, he has 2 kids. And
right.
I'm like,
yeah.
so wait, when did you turn gay? Because your son is 18.
He has 2?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought it was just
one. Maybe one is adopted. I don't know. But anyway, the point is, one for sure is his.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And then I know another. I mean, I know a few men that are, you know, a little
right.
older and they have teenage kids. So at some point, they made the decision to say, okay, I'm gay and I'm going to live in my truth.
Hmm. So do you think, this is a good question. I always love this question. Do you think that people can be born gay?
Yes, there's always that debate, whether it's learned behavior
yes.
or if it's in your DNA.
Yes.
I mean, let's look at Caitlyn Jenner. Like, I feel like he was always gay.
I don't know, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn's a unique case.
Look, that's a whole nother show, because I don't understand
but
transgender at all.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I think it could be both, but I definitely feel like it could be in your DNA.
Mm-hmm. And April?
I have a hard time believing it. I do.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing people were born gay. But you know, I've never walked in their shoes. So out of respect, that's my opinion, but I'm not going to elaborate on it because I mm-hmm. just, you know, I don't want to offend the gay right. community, but I definitely have had discussions with you.
Yeah.
And you've actually given me, you know, a great perspective to, you know, take some, to be sensitive to the idea mm-hmm. that maybe some people are truly born that way, but I struggle with believing that right. people are born gay.
That's understandable. And what April's talking about, my perspective is that some people are born with, you know, one arm. Mm-hmm. Right? Or some people are born, you know, with an extra toe or a heart condition or that could be considered a birth defect, right? And they're born with it, right? And there's, I have, like you, I have so many gay people, so many gay friends and so many men in my life that are gay. And knowing their history and knowing what their childhood was like and how they were always just different and how they were always just not quite, you know, with boys and didn't like boy stuff and always felt weird, always felt different. To me, it's the same thing that sometimes I think people are just born with that extra gene that it could be considered a birth defect or it could just be that's who God made them to be. You right. know what I mean? And I think that it because society doesn't accept them, because there's so little acceptance for the gay community, it's why you have this down low scenario. And I think the more that we can, I think the more that we can accept people for who they are, the less people will also stop treating being gay like the fad of the moment. Because that's right. what bothers me. It's like the fad of the moment, I'm going to be gay. Oh, yeah, now next year I'm not gay no more.
Right, like it's cool to be gay right yeah, now. So right. I'm going to just so ride I'm just the be train. Gay,
right, yeah. Or like kids are growing up and saying, you know, I'm really transgender. And it's happening in record numbers now.
Absolutely.
It's happening in record numbers. And is it true? How do you tell people what to feel? Right. But we certainly know that society is influencing people in tremendous ways. So interesting, interesting debate. So one more question for you ladies. Now, can you maintain a relationship with somebody you really, really liked him a lot, you've been dating, whatever, it's comfortable, and he tells you one day he's bisexual?
Now maintain the relationship how?
You're in a romantic relationship with him.
And continue to be?
Yeah.
No, hell no.
Well, what we doing? We just going to cuddle?
He going to sleep with you one night, then he going to go sleep with the other, with the
yeah.
man.
Yeah, and he night. Says to you, he opens up and says, you
so
know, I'm bisexual.
So he's everything you want in a mate, but he comes and tells you.
He comes
you.
One day and says, you know, I've been hiding something from you. I really love you. I like you. I want us to work this out, but I'm bisexual.
I don't think I everything you want because that. You don't want no gay man. I don't believe in, here's the thing, I don't believe in being bisexual. I really don't. I
yeah,
feel
you
like
you one or the other. You
yes,
can't have both.
I don't believe in that.
That's like, a if fancy you, term for
if
whore.
You, exactly. If you're having gay relations,
yes,
you're gay.
You're gay. Right, interesting, right. On Empire on Wednesday night, there was a scene, you know, because...
the guy, yeah.
Yeah, the son, Jamal, slept with Alicia Keys.
Right.
You know, and he's like, you know, I'm still gay, but, you know, I can do what I want.
Right.
It's like, really? Like...
freedom.
Yeah,
and then
freedom.
He wrote a song
like,
about it.
That's real
yeah,
interesting
like, have
concept.
Have your cake and eat it too?
Real
no.
interesting concept.
Because you hurt people along the way. You know,
yes.
you can very well do whatever it is you want to do, but you're hurting people along the way.
But don't people hurt people
yes.
in heterosexual
yes,
relationships?
Yes, they do, but you're not, the intent is not to hurt people. You know
right.
what I mean? If you telling me, yeah, I like you and him, and I want to screw you and him, that's not making
that's,
me warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? You know?
That's some other
we
shit.
We could be friends.
Right.
If I love you that much that I feel like I can't live without you, okay, I'm going to live with you but without sex.
Wow.
We'll be friends. Yeah. You're my buddy.
Interesting.
My girlfriend.
Interesting. Interesting. I always say you never know what you're going to do until you end that situation.
Listen, well, hello. I'm going to let y'all know. I ain't sharing the joystick with no man, okay? That's what I do know.
All right, ladies, before we wrap up, you why don't you both give us one last thought on this down low scenario?
You know, I feel sorry for people that are on the down low because they really can't live in their truth. And I just think,
yeah.
you know, being happy is living in your truth.
So sometimes it takes people longer than others to come out and really deal with that. And I just say, I think as a community, as women, we need to support our Black men in whatever choice they make, whether they're gay or not. So, you know, if you're on the down low, you should... I don't know how you deal with that, but I think you just probably need to pray on it, and then you just come out when the time is right for you. But don't try and fool me, because it's April Fool's. But anyway, you can keep up with me on Twitter at IamJennifer and on Instagram at JenniferWilliams17.
I think being on the down low is, you know, probably hard for any individual, but I think it's even worse when, you know, you hurt a lot of people who think you're something that you're not. You know, if it's a shadow of a doubt in your mind, you should really deal with that and not at the price of other people's heartache. You know, it's a lot of misconceptions out there in regards to, you know, being on the down low and the things that, you know, come along with it. And if this is a walk that you are willing to take, then you should take it as your truth. Don't hurt people. Don't lie to people. Don't fool people. If that's who you are, you should be who you are, but not at the expense of others. And I am April Daniels. You can keep up with me across all social media platforms.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. Well, when I think about this concept of down low, it's really the crossing between deception and manipulation combined. Because if you are gay, if you are bisexual, if you have feelings that you are probably gay, you probably knew that for a long, long, long time. And the moment that you start lying about who you are to the women in your life, to the men in your life, to your family, you are hurting yourself more than you are hurting anybody else. So know that the world will love you just the way you are, because God made you that way. And if you are gay, be comfortable in your truth and save all of us just a little bit of drama. I'm Diane Valentine. You can keep up with me across all social media platforms at Diane Valentine. Thank you for watching. We will see you next week. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Cheers to everybody drinking.
April Fools. Yeah.
Just saying. From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.